The next patient is Ronnie Marshall. The last name is M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. First name is Ronnie, R-O-N-N-Y. Clinical case of a 41-year-old African-American male who is a renal transplant patient. Since 2005, when the cadaver kidney was placed in the left lower quadrant. The kidney has been functioning pretty good. He has been immunosuppressed with the administration of Prograf, mycophenolate, and prednisone. Period. On April 15 of, excuse me, on April the 25th of 2024, the patient was admitted to the hospital in acute kidney injury with a severe prerenal azotemia, fever, and a urinary tract infection that was related to ESB like in boy, L like in Lima, L-U-T-I. That was related to an ESBL E. coli, period. The patient was initially treated with cefepime and later on treated with Merrem IV. The patient was discharged the 29th of April with antibiotic therapy at home until yesterday. The patient is feeling much better. The latest numbers from the hospital on the 29th, the serum creatinine 1.6, the BUN 24, and the estimated EFR 55.2. Following number, the patient had the renal failure that was acute, superimposed in CKD stage 2, and is recovering progressively. We are going to order further laboratory workup in order to reassess the condition. This acute kidney injury was evaluated also through ultrasound of the transplanted kidney. There was some pielocalyptasis, however, there was no evidence of hydronephrosis, of calcifications, or evidence of obstruction. Following number, during the hospital stay, it was established a severe iron deficiency. The serum iron was reported at 12. The saturation of iron was 9%. And the ferritin was 1900, but this was most likely related to inflammation. The patient was given parenteral iron at home, in the hospital, parenteral iron in the hospital. And at this time, we are recommending the patient to take new iron, NU-iron, 150 milligrams 2 times a day. We will reevaluate the iron metabolism. Following number, arterial hypertension. During the hospital stay, the patient lost more than 20 pounds of kidney function. More than 20 pounds of body weight. And the blood pressure has been very well controlled. The systolic around 120, the diastolic over 70. Following number, the patient has obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with a CPAP. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Following number, hyperuricemia. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia. That is under control. We're going to reevaluate the case in 7 weeks with laboratory workup. The patient was instructed to call us in case that he develops any complications.